This is Greg Schultz of Storage.io. While I was on a plane returning from SNW in Santa Clara and over the cloud, my co-host, Bruce Ravitt, had a chance to meet up with Marty Fulton of SNIA. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hey, it's Bruce Ravitt here at SNW Thursday afternoon, and I'm sitting with a longtime friend, Marty Fulton, who I've known through several different career incarnations. Welcome to our series of podcasts, Marty.
Thanks, Bruce. We've known each other since we were children.
Yeah.
So thanks, Bruce. I'm so glad to see you here again at SNW. This is my, I know you perceive me, but this is my eighth year doing hands-on labs at SNW.
How has this week gone for you in the hands-on lab?
It's been great. We've had some great vendors that have participated, some new vendors and some vendors that have been around for a long time. We had seven labs on a number of really cutting-edge technology topics, and we have had many, many IT professional students that have come and taken not one, not two, but some of three or four labs, and they've been very, very pleased by the quality of instruction and training that they're receiving.
Oh, that's excellent. I assume this is something you plan to keep doing.
Absolutely, Bruce. Like I said, we've done it for 8 years. I think our ninth year will be starting in 2013, and we're planning a series of great labs at SNW Spring, which is the first week of April in Orlando. We'll have great topics. We'll have big data, we'll return of our big data labs. We'll have virtualization labs, solid-state storage, unified storage, and then some data protection-focused labs, really what people are asking for.
I know that you're heading over to SNW Europe in a couple weeks. You're going to speak there, and that will be your social networking session, I assume?
I'm probably going to be focused on the hands-on labs. The social networking session, thanks for asking. I had it today. It's a SNIA tutorial for professional development, really helping IT professionals understand and implement social media in their organizations to let them take a leadership role. And that presentation is available at snwusa.com under the agenda. You can just look for me Thursday morning. At SNW Europe, I'm also going to be doing hands-on labs. So I'll be doing, we have three vendors participating in hands-on labs. We have HP doing two labs with some very new products. We have Intel doing a unified storage lab and DataCore doing a protection lab. So those are, I think people are going to be very pleased about those labs as well.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I've never been to SNW Europe. How does that compare in terms of, anything? How does it compare to the US SNWs?
The SNW Europe show is really very European. It's in it's in Frankfurt. It's at the Messe Frankfurt Hall, which is in downtown Frankfurt. The exhibit hall is open both days all day, so individuals can come in and then wander from exhibits to sessions, SNIA tutorial and vendor sessions, take a lab, go back into the exhibit hall. There's lots of libation. It's really fun. And then they have some great other activities like tape summits and some other very specialized sub-activities, because it's SNW Europe and then a virtualization lab and then a data center focus. So they have three focuses. They usually see, there's over 70 vendors that I know of are going, and then they usually see, you know, hundreds of individuals, IT professionals.
Both Greg Schultz and I were at your talk this morning, and we both thought it was great. It was a lot of excellent information.
Thank you. It's really an evolution, Bruce. I started the talk with my colleague Diana Eastie, who's now at ESG, about three sessions ago. And every time we've taken feedback from the people that have sat in the class and really modified it and tweaked it. 2 years ago, it was all about, what do I do with Twitter? What's a Facebook? You know, do I need a LinkedIn account? But really, the individuals have matured so much in the last 2 years that's kind of old hat. People know what Twitter and Facebook are. What we're focusing on now in the presentation is really how they can develop a social media business and action plan for their organization so that IT can really be involved in that. They need not just running the website and coordinating, but actually participating in the decision-making process on what do we do and how, as a company, are we going to implement a social media strategy.
What percentage of companies, and I think you actually asked the question, but overall, would you say in the world of IT, is it a very high majority at this point that have some sort of strategy?
I would say it's probably very few. I would say probably maybe Well, maybe a quarter of companies really have a formal social media strategy, and a lot of times IT isn't necessarily included in that. Sometimes it's driven by the event group or the marketing group or the sales group of a particular company, but it really needs to involve multiple organizations in the company to put together a coherent strategy, particularly with there's new security aspects that are coming out of the EU for websites and content accession. IT professionals can really be on the cutting edge of that and really understand what is going to happen and how it will influence their organization and can really drive change.
One of the things that I've wondered about with Twitter, which I'm on, at Bruce Rave, and of course Greg is Storage.io, and you are Marty Fulton
on Twitter.
Right. One thing I wonder about is more and more people get into Twitter, we have more followers, we are following more people. At what point is Twitter maybe less effective as a tool because there's just so much on it?
I think that it's really a real-time system. It's almost like the water cooler, as I said in my presentation. You know, you're at the water cooler, you kind of hear the gossip, and maybe you go away and you don't come back to the water cooler till later on in the day. So it's more of a real-time feed. Now, there do have a lot of tools out there that people can use to do searches. So if you're looking for a particular topic, if you want to search on something, you don't have to filter through all the clutter. You can actually do a search on, you know, virtualization, on cloud, on storage, with your hashtag. So, for example, someone who maybe didn't attend S&W USA could search on that hashtag, well, with S&W USA, and then they could kind of read, kind of follow the stream as to what happened, anything that was significant. And then they can also search for companies and there's many different filtering products out there that you could actually do that automatically. It can run automatically for you.
Is there a platform that you see that's coming? I mean, it seems like Twitter, Facebook, they've really got their specific areas. They're the dominant people, right? Or LinkedIn, of course, which almost everybody's
on
now.
Absolutely. Everybody has a LinkedIn account now. Yeah. They really should.
You see anybody up and coming in social networking?
Well, I think that I mentioned this in my talk, but I think that one of the things that's really been very interesting is the whole Pinterest, which is the pinning of the pictures to that site. And people have asked me, you know, is it really appropriate for business? Isn't it like mom putting her quilt up there and sharing it with other quilt ladies? No, it's not. I think they have a lot of businesses can use Pinterest to more commercial, maybe to pin menus, like a Panera or a food company could. Restaurant could pin their menus, you know, best their chefs, you know, chefs' recipes. There's a lot of things that they can do, and there's some new tools that Pinterest is just announcing that are going to make it easier to cross-post, which is always a difficult thing. You don't want to have something in a vacuum where you're just a Facebook user or just a Twitter user. You want to have a cross-platform where you can actually post to different places.
I've actually seen where if somebody has a picture in the post, it is 5 times more likely to get comments than if it's just somebody texting or just hit with a few sentences without any illustrations.
I agree. And as I know you know, working with executives like you do, video is very key to them. I mean, I think that high-level executives are very busy. They have very limited time. So putting something in a video or on YouTube or having a YouTube channel really can make an impact, much more so than just the written word.
Marty, everybody knows you, I think, wearing different hats. You're an S&W mainstay. You are, someone who's been in the storage industry for a long time. What are some of the personal, you have, I believe, a 15-year-old daughter?
I do. I have a 15-year-old daughter. And so one of the things that's really interesting to me, Bruce, is really trying to understand and figure out how we can mentor young women in the technology field. A lot of young women in high school, young girls, they kind of shy away from technology. Maybe it's not something that their peers think is cool or it's not cool to them. But there's a crying need for women in computer science, women in, technology marketing, technology sales. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for young women to be involved. And I came into it through a communications background, history and English, and have been successful in the technology field by learning the technology. But I think that there's a number of young women that could be encouraged to have engineering careers, to have science careers, because you really need to understand the technology no matter what field you're in. You know, even if you're not going to be an engineer, I tell my daughter who likes the arts and the theater that you have to understand technology in order to be able to work in any field. She's interested in stagehand tech. You have to know technology to be a stagehand tech in this world.
Do you have any other children or you have one daughter?
My only daughter, my only child, and we're very proud of her, as you can tell.
Absolutely. Hey, Marty, it's been great getting a chance. chance to chat with you for the series that we are doing for Greg Schultz on Storage.io. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for him, he's on a plane heading home. But thank you so much for being here.
Bruce, it was great, and thanks for coming to get me. I'm very honored to be one of the first podcasts in your series, and I really look forward to listening to you and to Greg, and because I'm very impressed by both of you and the breadth of technology that you know and understand, and I think it's going to be a great series for people to follow. I sure will be tweeting about it and posting about it and sending other people to it, your site as well.
Well, thank you for that. We're trying to do it in a little bit of a different way, mm-hmm. a little more on the humanitarian mm-hmm, side
absolutely.
As well as, of course, on the technology mm-hmm. side. Thanks again. This is Bruce Ravitt on behalf of Greg Schultz for Storage.io. Enough said.
Thanks, Bruce, for that great conversation, as well as thanks to Marty for taking time out of a busy schedule at Fall SNW. That wraps up this episode of the SNW 2012 series of Storage.io Industry Trends and Perspective podcast. Be sure to check out other SNW and related podcasts and content on StorageIOblog.com and StorageIO.tv. This is Greg Schultz of Storage.io. Thanks for listening, and until next time, okay, enough said.